Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Mark 8:14-21, Jesus and yeast. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? Having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" The disciples are having a hard time pulling all this together. And Jesus throws out this declaration of being aware of the leaven of Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Leaven is a form of yeast. It's a small batch of dough from the previous week's batch that you mix with the new that makes the bread rise. Now, in the Bible, leaven could be used in a positive sense. We're told that the kingdom of God is like yeast. It goes in the dough and there's a positive return. It can be used negatively with no connotation whatsoever, neutrally, no connotation, or it can be negative, which was often a common symbol for unholiness or sin or evil in people's lives. Mark does not tell us what the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod is. Matthew says it's their teaching. It is kind of odd to have the Pharisees and Herod linked together here. What is the reason that Jesus has brought these two together? I think the linking point is the most very basic idea of their blindness to who Jesus really was. He rebukes these disciples for their lack of understanding. They're missing who Jesus is as well. They're stuck on physical bread. They're stuck on the miracle and not seeing the one who is behind the miracle. And Jesus warns them, you can be awful close to the kingdom of God and be in danger of have a hardened heart. My so what is to ask myself, where is my heart hardened to the movements of God's kingdom? My now what is, where am I not taking Jesus at his word? I can be in this text and have circumstances dictate in my life that I begin to weaken the strength and the essence of Jesus' teaching and what he's calling me to. I need to remember regularly that he's a revolutionary, that Jesus is not calling me to have the best version of myself. He's calling me to a radical transformation that out of me with the overflow of the best of himself in this everyday world. Again, there's that issue of familiarity. Being too close to the miracle sometimes can cause me to miss how powerful it is to have Jesus dwelling in me and wanting to execute his life out of me. Lord, today, we are listening to you. We take you at your word. What you say is true, not only for the disciples, but for us today. This is a living word. You are the bread of life. As we take you in afresh today, we pray that your life would be released through us. In Jesus' name, amen.